Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Omicron variant has arrived in the U.S. We have the story.
Woman in wheelchair killed in accident in East Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Sedgwick County Commission delays a vote on increasing fines. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. If you have yet to put up the Christmas decorations outdoors, today would certainly be the day to do it, with temperatures running nearly 30 degrees above average. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
The first U.S. case of COVID's new variant is found in California.
During the White House briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci revealed the first case in a traveler who flew into California from South Africa on November 22nd and tested positive 2 days ago. The case is in the San Francisco area. Dr. Fauci discussed the patient's current condition.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
The CDC already mobilizing on travel rules from overseas, mandating tests for travelers within a day of boarding. That, in addition to a travel ban on nations in Southern Africa. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Biden plans to announce his near-term COVID policies. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the nation's capital.
The Biden White House eager to point to its plans to tackle the virus this winter that will require every traveler entering the country, including returning U.S. citizens, to be tested one day before boarding their flight. The rules will also apply to vaccinated travelers who previously were only required to show a negative test no more than 3 days before their flight. And Reuters reports the plan will also call for an extension of requirements for travelers to wear masks on airplanes, trains, and buses, and at airports and train stations through mid-March of next year.
Police say a 55-year-old woman who was trying to cross the street in her wheelchair was hit by a vehicle and died in East Wichita. The accident occurred near the intersection of Rock Road and Funston. Police officer Trevor Macy says the woman was in an electric wheelchair. Her name has not been released. Macy says there does not appear to be a crosswalk in that location, just sidewalks on either side of Rock Road. Officer Macy had this reminder for drivers and pedestrians.
Just utilize sidewalks and crosswalks where applicable. If there's not a crosswalk, it's usually best to go down to an area where there is one, or at least an area with some flashers or something like that. And if you're driving, just be aware of pedestrians.
Police have identified the victim of a fatal fight early yesterday in West Wichita.
50-year-old Stephen Long was leaving Blue Nightclub at Tyler and Maple when he became involved in an argument with 34-year-old Christopher Parrish of Wichita. Parrish apparently shoved Long, causing him to strike his head on the pavement. Emergency crews pronounced Long dead at the scene. Parrish was taken into custody and booked on charges of involuntary manslaughter. The case will be presented to the district attorney's office. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Before the Sedgwick County Commission yesterday, a resolution it would have created a new fine class for violations of county codes and resolutions.
Currently, the maximum fine the county can levy is $500, but the new class would have allowed for the creation of a $1,000 fine. Nearly all of the commissioners wanted to delay a vote on the resolution, citing the need to understand the issue better. Jim Howell was the only commissioner who did not want to delay a vote.
I'm flabbergasted as to why this conversation continues to be. We don't know what we're doing. We have not been briefed. I'd like to know if commissioners have been briefed on this, because I've been talking about this for quite a long time now. If commissioners have not been briefed, I guess we have a process problem.
On a 4-1 vote, the board deferred the item for 60 days. Commissioners also deferred until a future date a resolution to fine people who discharge firearms across property boundaries. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday regarding a Mississippi law that would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, even in cases of rape or incest. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
Nearly 50 years after Roe v. Wade, the battle over abortion rights is once again squarely before the U.S. Supreme Court, with a 6-3 split generally tilted in favor of the conservatives. Pro-life advocates have been open about their hopes of overturning Roe and its follow-up case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, based on the court's current makeup. And that had the liberal justices warning today that taking that step could appear purely political. The bulk of today's arguments did focus on when it's appropriate for the country's highest court to overrule something considered one of its landmark decisions.
A ruling expected in June may mean millions of women lose abortion access. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7.
The Wichita State men's basketball team in road action last night. We'll have highlights and hear from those involved coming up in sports.
Disturbing news on the number of police fatalities in the U.S. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. A 15-year-old boy has been denied bail and moved to jail after being charged in a Michigan school shooting that killed 4 students and injured others. Authorities Wednesday revealed that Ethan Crumbly's parents were summoned to discuss his behavior just a few hours before the bloodshed Tuesday. No motive for the shooting was offered by Oakland County authorities in Michigan.
disturbing news on the number of police fatally shot in the U.S.
The National Fraternal Order of Police reports a record number of police shot and killed this year with 1 month to go. The FOP says 314 officers have been shot in the line of duty, with 58 of them dying. And there's more. The FOP recorded 95 ambush-style attacks so far this year, more than double compared to 2020, that resulted in 119 officers shot, 28 of whom were killed. FOP President Patrick Yeo says there's no doubt the recent erosion of respect for law enforcement has fueled more aggression towards police officers. But despite that, Yeo says our officers continue to show up every day to keep the communities they serve safe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A global vaccine sharing initiative is saving coronavirus vaccines for one reclusive country.
COVAX, the global effort to share vaccines, announced that it has allocated 4.7 million AstraZeneca doses for North Korea. The nation locked its borders during the pandemic. It claims to be coronavirus free and previously turned down vaccine offers from China and Russia. As of right now, North Korea and Eritrea are the only countries that have yet to begin administering vaccines. Meanwhile, it's a race for world superpowers to share their vaccines and take the leading role in ending the pandemic, especially as the new variant spreads across the world. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Have a traffic accident. You'll want to avoid the area for the time being. Douglas and Maine. An injury traffic accident there. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are we doing today?
We're up and we're functioning, and we're doing just fine. Thank you.
Yeah, the week after Thanksgiving break, and it's Thursday now. You know, the weekend right around the corner.
Right.
I feel like, it seems like every morning that goes by. Just got to, you know, a little bit more energy every morning as we, get ready to approach that that long-awaited weekend. But you know, before we get there, though, we do have some big changes on the way. We may hold a gold medal, not a literal one. Don't get too excited. But Mother Nature, it does look like she's going to be handing out a lot of those today. As a lot of us going to be in the running to break some record highs. Wichita included, our record high today, 69 degrees, and we're going to make a run for 75 today with a lot of sunshine. So we'll likely have a new record high before the day is over, thanks to all the sunshine as well as a light southwest wind at 5 to 15. Now, after that potential record warmth, clear skies tonight, 40 degrees for a low, not too chilly out there by the time we wake up early tomorrow morning. Similar feel compared to where we're at right now. And then by the time we go through our Friday, a front's going to move in, our next cold front. It's going to cool us down a bit, only down to 69. We're still going to be well above average for this time of year. Still pleasant out there when it comes to our highs. We'll see a few more clouds roll in as the day progresses, going from mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Winds are going to pick up as well as that front rolls in, possibly briefly getting up to around 20, maybe even gusting up to around 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy as we get into our Saturday. After that front rolls through, we're not really going to see a whole lot of moisture. There may be a few raindrops closer to southeast Kansas by Saturday, but other than that, I expect Wichita to stay dry. Cooler high of 55, 56 degrees by the time we get into Sunday, feeling a lot more like early December, and then another reinforcing shot of cooler air, dropping us down to 48 by the time we get into next Monday. Things still looking dry. A Tuesday-Wednesday system worth keeping an eye on, as it could generate maybe a few raindrops in the area, but so far that's still not looking likely. Temperatures next week going to stay, hover right around average in the 50s. Right now we're at 39 degrees with barely a cloud in the sky. South winds light at 6 miles an hour, making it feel more like 35.
And this would be a good day to get out and put up those outdoor Christmas decorations if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, even if we don't have any decorations to put up, any kind of outdoor chores that we may have been putting off, yeah, today's going to be one of those days where your future self will definitely thank you if you get that done.
All right, thank you, Ron L. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:12.
My future self.
Future self. I like that. Yeah. 7:12, Steve and Ted. 7:13 now. Partly cloudy day across central Kansas. Wednesday, Wichita's high temperature was 67 degrees. Normal high is 50, so quite a bit warmer than normal for this time.
That's right, yeah.
On this date, December 2nd, on this date in 2001, in one of the largest corporate bankruptcies in U.S. history, Enron filed for Chapter 11 protection.
Boy, what a mess that was.
The only thing I retain just the one memory of that, and that is that apparently there were a lot of people who worked for that company who had just loaded their entire future on Enron stock and bought it, and it's, their future rolled out of there in about 2 minutes.
Bubkus.
Enron, okay. An energy company out of Houston, wasn't it? I believe it was.
Yep.
On this date in 1949, here's a big day, Ted. Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer hit the pop charts. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And it's made appearances periodically since.
Yeah.
And it remains a favorite. You can still hear it on the radio airwaves.
Yes, sir. And it came out 2 days before my birthday, 2 days before I was born. What do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
me and Rudolph.
Well, convergence there.
Me, Rudolph and me. What the heck? Police in Riverside, California, looking for a man called the Snake Burglar. He has the name because he's been seen slithering around a Southern California business while committing a heist.
Dude.
Surveillance videos show the man on his belly as he roamed around the Rustic Roots Salon early last Friday morning. It appears he entered through a rooftop fire escape.
Yeah, that guy's got some tattoos.
The owner of the salon says the thief took hundreds of dollars worth of products, cash from a register, and a safe containing more than $8,000. Authorities say the snake burglar may also have tried to break into other businesses. Someone slithering was caught on surveillance video at a nearby pizza place recently. Apparently, he just gets
him.
He slithers around on his stomach and steals.
All right, cop.
I wonder if he's poisonous. Hey, it's a dinosaur scientist. Say they've never seen something like this. They've never come across this before, and it's a good thing. A report in the journal Nature says fossils found in Chile appear to have come from a strange-looking dog-sized dinosaur.
A dog-sized dinosaur.
That's right.
A tiny.
Well, the report says
a tiny saur
makes the dinosaur unique is that it has a slashing weapon for a tail and 7 inches of blades.
Oh, I was going to say it might. It's of course it's cute if it's that. If it's that small.
Yeah, laid out sideways. Those who researched the fossils compared the tail to a slicing weapon used by ancient Aztec warriors. Despite the damage that could be caused to the prey, dinosaurs are believed to have been plant-eating critters.
Yeah, okay. And hanging out in Chile. But watch out for that tail whip.
Yeah, that tail whip could be a real
dandy. That's
not
good.
Ted, coming up Friday, tomorrow, Taco Bell Christmas cash giveaway. Tell us about that. I'm going to be at Seneca and Pawnee, tell us about what's going
on. You'll be at Pawnee and Seneca tomorrow during the noon hour. And here's what we do. We give away cash, Christmas cash, to a lucky random drive-thru customer at the drive-thru window.
Yeah, just somebody at the drive-thru.
Yeah, anybody that pulls up, you might be the winner. And it's, we're 98.7 on the FM dial, so we're giving out $98 in cash. And
that's right.
Steve McIntosh will be handling those duties tomorrow during the noon hour.
Yeah, that's on Seneca and Pawnee.
Seneca and Pawnee.
Oh, my birthday. I've got a happy birthday to my son-in-law, Eric Thummel, today. And then my birthday's coming up in 2 days. And we talked about being
a Saturday birthday. Look at you.
Being a Sagittarius, what that means. Coming up in the half hour, I'm going to tell you what it means to be a Sagittarius.
Okay.
I'm saving it. It's so good. Saving it for that to come up. 716, 717, Steve and Ted. Time for sports with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Shocker basketball last night. Shocker men are on the road at Oklahoma State. Good matchup. Both teams have good records, winning streaks on the line. Let's see what happens in this one. Shocks were ready to go, although they had to climb back in this one. They were behind at times in this game, but they finished strong. Good to have a guy like Dexter Dennis on the roster, of course, getting things done, and the Shocker defense was clamping down. Oklahoma State better be careful. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
A long three, in and out, rebound Oklahoma State, and then it's stolen by Dexter Dennis, who lays it in and draws the foul.
Yeah, took the ball right away from Bryce Thompson.
Aha, nicely done there. The Shocks, though, were down by 7 points about midway through the second half. Boy, did they close strong behind the likes of Ricky Council.
Hands off to Ricky Council. Crossover, step back, got a man in the air, 15-footer, and he makes another huge shot.
Yeah, get the ball to Ricky, because Ricky's really feeling it tonight. He just really faked likely off his feet that time and hit a nice bucket.
Yep. Way through the second half, Ricky only had about 5 points, but boy, he scored 12 of his 17 points there in the final 10 minutes and was just fantastic down the stretch. And the Shockers finally got things turned around. The Pokes missed their last nine shots, and the Shockers went on a 22-6 run to finish the game, and they won it in Stillwater. 60-51, the final score. As we talked about, Ricky Council got red hot.
I mean, it just felt good. Like I was telling him in there, like, I just wanted to win the game, and I felt like I had a ball a lot more than usual today, and I was just making plays. Either it was assisting. You said I had four assists. I think I made some big assists or scoring, and that's what I did tonight, and it just feel good to get the win.
And, boy, how about the Shocks holding Oklahoma State to 51 points? The Shockers, especially at times, employing a zone defense that just had the Pokes just scratching their heads.
I said to myself, there's no way we're going to play the man all night. Everybody else after Oakland played a man the entire game, so I felt we had to play zone. The team that beat them played zone, so we had to change up our defenses, and that's what we did tonight. We forced 21 turnovers, really proud of those guys. We talked about transition defense, getting back, making them go against a set defense every time, and we got a bunch of deflections.
And that's Shocker head coach Isaac Brown there. Wichita State is now 6-1 after that win. They're on a three-game winning streak, and they've won three times in a row in Stillwater. Doesn't happen very often, especially for non-conference foes. Shocker's only third team to ever do that. There you go. Shocks are off to a 6-1 start with that win last night on the road. Another biggie. Some other action. K-State men, they had no trouble beating Albany up in Manhattan last night. 71-43 as a sophomore Selton Miguel. 12 points and 10 rebounds. Back-to-back wins for the Wildcats. They are now 4-2 on the season. The Wichita State women won last night at Coke Arena, beat Oral Roberts 78-62. Mariah McCulley with 24 points. And the Shocker ladies have won four in a row. Their record is now 7-1. Best start in program history. The Shocker women. Shocker ladies are 7-1. The men are 6-1. How about that? JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. 15th-ranked Butler Community College beating Coffeyville 61-52, beating the defending national champions. Dennis Higgins, of course, had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The inbound, the ball, it goes to Thomas. Thomas races down the floor, ahead of the pack. He lays it up and misses it in a follow dunk by Ocone.
Nice. Butler wins it by 9, a four-game winning streak now. Butler men are 9-1 on the season. They are ranked 15th in the nation. Thursday night football tonight to get the week started in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys are in New Orleans taking on the Saints. The Cowboys are 4.5-point favorite. Dallas, despite back-to-back losses, is in the number 4 spot in the NFC right now. The Saints, despite 4 losses in a row, are only a game behind a playoff spot. Cowboys and the Saints at 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And in track and field action, congratulations to Wichita State's Yasmin Wright. She has been named the American Conference Cross Country Runner of the Year. She ran 5 races this fall, and she won 4 of them. Yasmin Wright is a senior. She is from Hutchinson, and she finished in the top 20 at the NCAA Regional.
How about that?
Great cross-country athlete for the Shockers.
You bet.
Yasmin Wright, the conference runner of the year. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. People all over the world coming together to unite in the fight against AIDS. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning, second day of December. A Michigan teenager is now charged as an adult in Tuesday's school shooting.
The 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore now charged as an adult with multiple counts of first-degree intentional homicide, terrorism, and other charges after prosecutors say he took his father's handgun to school Tuesday, opened fire in a hallway, killing 4 and injuring 7 others.
They were innocent children who went to school. We're going to hold the people responsible accountable. And we're going to receive justice for these victims.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald citing what she calls a mountain of digital evidence that shows premeditation. Several students remain hospitalized, at least one critical. The school shut down until Monday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A 32-year-old Northeast Kansas man has pleaded guilty to taking part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Mark Rebeglia of St. Mary's pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court to a misdemeanor charge parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. Several other charges dropped. He's scheduled to be sentenced in March. He's the third of eight Kansas residents charged in the Capitol riot to plead guilty. A federal affidavit says Rebeglia told the FBI that he entered the Capitol after others had crashed the barriers. Prosecutors say he also took videos of himself inside the Capitol.
At the Sedgwick County Commission meeting Wednesday, the board voted to establish the ICT-21 Redevelopment TIF District. The vote follows the City of Wichita's approval last month that will bring commercial and industrial development to the former refinery site at 21st Street North and I-135. The county also approved their 2022 legislative agenda, highlighted by funding for mental and behavioral health issues.
President Biden spoke to Americans yesterday about the variety of issues confronting the nation.
The first case of the latest COVID variant was diagnosed in America. The president says the reaction should be concern, not panic.
We'll fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion.
The president also again addressed supply chain issues plaguing major retailers. He said the images of empty shelves aren't the whole story. He said because of private industry and government working together,
retailers and grocery stores, freight movers and railroads, and those shelves are going to be stocked.
He says speeding up port operations and forgiving fees for truckers picking up and hauling those goods has been part of the solution. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lawmakers are up against the clock to fund the government as Republicans take aim at federal vaccine and testing mandates.
With government funding set to expire Friday at midnight, the House Freedom Caucus is asking Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to block, quote, timely passage of the spending bill unless it defunds vaccine mandates. Texas GOP Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox's Shannon Bream.
Why would we fund bureaucrats to go after our constituents?
Still, some Senate Republicans are signaling there is no appetite for a shutdown, as Democrats like Virginia Congressman Don Beyer are accusing some Republicans of wanting a shutdown to undermine vaccine efforts. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like our quiet weather pattern will stick with us at least throughout the rest of the week, into the weekend, and early next week. But today we get more unseasonably warm weather. Sunny with a high 76 this afternoon. We will likely set a new record high. Clear overnight. Low 44, 68 and sunny on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 39 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:33, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And even Christmas trees are not immune to the pandemic-induced shortages and inflation plaguing the economy. Extreme weather and supply chain disruptions have reduced supplies of both real and artificial trees this season. Industry officials say American shoppers should expect to have fewer choices and pay up to 30% more for both types of trees this Christmas, both the natural and the artificial.
I don't know. Places I'm driving, I see these tree lots. They look pretty stacked to me.
Looks like you got plenty out there. Well,
they'll probably cost more, like you said.
Yeah. All right. An Associated Press investigation has found that the U.S. military has a missing explosives problem. Hundreds of pounds of plastic explosives have vanished over the past decade, as have hundreds and possibly thousands of armor-piercing grenades.
Yeah, whenever you hear this, you're like, oh, great.
These were not rusty war trophies cast out of Grandpa's attic. They came from military bases and shipments. Troops falsified records to cover up some thefts and, in other cases, didn't report explosives as missing. Consequences can be deadly, of course. In August, an artillery shell exploded at a Mississippi recycling yard, killing a worker. Pentagon says it is serious about explosives, accountability, and that the amounts are minuscule compared to overall arsenals. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but...
That minuscule one that gets away from you, though.
Yeah.
Be really devastating.
Where is it? Who's got it?
For somebody, it could be very devastating. Sedgwick County, starting yesterday, no appointments necessary to receive a vaccine at the Sedgwick County Health Department's Community Vaccine Clinic at 223 South Main, the old Wichita Library. That clinic offers regular doses of COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine, ages 5 and older, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine, ages 18 and older, and booster doses for people age 18 and older. Walk-ins are accepted from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday and Saturday. So that's the former library, and you can just walk in now. It's been interesting how this has all transpired over the past year. And at one time, the library, when it first opened with all the people lining up when they could first get the shots, mm-hmm. yeah, they had a pretty good, I got to tell you, I thought it was very well organized. My wife and I went down.
Yeah, and did a pretty efficient job.
Yeah, we got through pretty quickly, and, you know, everybody was in a good frame of mind, it seemed. And I remember that one of the nurses who gave me the shot, I struck up a conversation with her, and she was, she is from Newton. And I think you ran into the same thing, or you heard about the same thing, that a lot of these people who've been working and giving the shots are from other places.
Yeah, both shots I had were workers from out of state.
Yeah, and they had to come in to help out. So, again, just one more opportunity to salute to those folks who are working in the healthcare industry. It's not an industry, it's a calling.
Yeah, some of these medical workers that go around state to state, they make some big money
doing that. We had a story about that a while back. Yeah, they can make some very nice money, especially right here before Christmas, huh? 7:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And earlier this morning, we were talking about my son-in-law's birthday. Eric Thummel's having his birthday today, and my birthday is Saturday. So that means that we are, according to my memory, Sagittariuses, or Sagittarians, according to astrology charts. Basically, somebody born in December, right? So I did a little.
I don't know when the boundaries are for
Sagittarius. I don't either. I had them in front of me a minute ago, but they've eluded me. I did copy down some very good information about Sagittarius, and let's just see if this fits the bill. You can help me with this, you know me pretty well. If this fits the bill, if I'm a true Sagittarius, or if this has any meaning.
Okay.
This should come as no surprise. Celebrity Sagittarius, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, Britney Spears, and Jay-Z are all known
That all makes sense for you.
Yeah, they're all known for their larger-than-life spirits.
Okay.
Sags are captivating characters who can light up any room with their exhilarating tales.
Well, there you go.
Infectious laughter and dynamic charm.
And that all rings true.
And if that doesn't work, how about a whoopee cushion? Effortlessly magnetic, they easily attract friends and lovers with their innate humor.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius are definitely the comedians of the zodiac who infuse all of their conversations with their signature no BS attitude.
Okay.
They're fun, playful, and extremely philosophical. They seemingly weave stories focusing topics ranging from quantum physics to 18th century literature.
I'm not sure I think of Britney Spears and Nicki Minaj in that regard, but maybe it fits you more.
Modern day pop culture. Why? Sagittarius is interested in absolutely everything. Their spirit is fueled by their passion for knowledge, so they relish the opportunity to become experts in just about anything.
You see that?
Yeah. Now, about half of that.
News background, yeah.
About three quarters of that doesn't fit me at all, but on the other hand, is it an exact science? I don't know. Astrology. Sagittarius. So, and what's your sign, Ted?
I'm Virgo.
Virgo. Hmm. We'll have to find out what a Virgo
is. Which makes sense for me.
Does it all line up?
Pretty much.
Hmm. Okay, so I don't know what we can discern from all of that, but I thought I'd mention we're having a birthday. By the way, this will be not a landmark birthday for me, but it's an even numbered.
So. Hey, any birthday is a landmark birthday. I've kind of come to.
Yeah, everybody said, well, you know,
figure. Just
consider
if you
the
can make it another year, that's a landmark.
One more year, what the heck? So.
All right, I found Virgo for you.
Uh-oh, Virgo.
Yeah, here you go. Perfectionist.
Yeah. Humble, industrious, practical.
Yeah.
Frequently natural, kind, and sympathetic. Methodical and quick thinkers, yet they have so much mental energy, frequently stressed and tense.
Yep, that's 100%.
Are you I don't think you're stressed or tense, are you?
I'm stressed.
You're just good at hiding it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah, Virgos keep it all bottled up.
Oh, they
inside.
Do? Does it say anything about bottled up? No, probably not. Jed, is that it?
That's what I've got
enough.
Here.
Yeah. That's right on point.
Right on point. Okay. Well, there you go. Your astrology for the day.
And if I'd have said the exact opposite, would you have believed it?
Probably.
Yeah. So there you go.
I'm fairly gullible. All right. 7:39, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, so we got to. When's your next gig out at the at Coke Arena doing the PN?
Well, it's not at Coke, but it's the Shockers.
Oh,
next
you're doing
home game is downtown at Intrust Bank
that's
Arena
right, this
on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, so that's my next big focus.
So, what are the challenges of Intrust? Do you have any idea? Have you ever?
I don't know. I've never done public address at a game at Intrust. So this is a new experience for me.
Okay.
So I've got to figure out where to park. Got to figure out where to go in.
Well, they ought to give.
Got to figure out how the microphone works.
They'll have a special parking there at the several stalls for PA announcers, won't they? Or
oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, <That'd be
right. laughs> we'll see. We'll see what they have. Or they may say, there's plenty of free parking in downtown Wichita.
Yeah,
good
they'll
luck.
Treat you like a,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Treat you like a king.
Yeah, I'll figure that out.
Yeah,
on
you
Sunday.
Can park someplace in Old Town. It's just a brief.
It's just a short stretch of the legs.
Stretch of the legs, yeah. All right. Well, it should be fun. Should be a great game.
Oh, man. That's I going think... to be a rocking Sunday downtown.
Yes. Yeah. Jad, did you say
real quickly, a traffic accident.
Sure,
got,
go ahead.
47th Street South and Hydraulic. Four vehicles involved in this accident, so you might want to avoid that area.
All right, guys. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got a Wichita Business Journal update for you. Winfield-based Husky Liners opening a new warehouse in Park City.
Uh-huh.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Woman in wheelchair struck and killed by a car in East Wichita.
Two.
Biden administration expected to extend rule requiring masks on public transportation.
One.
The Omicron variant has arrived in the United States in the Bay Area of California. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Out in traffic, 47th Street South and Hydraulic, a four-vehicle traffic accident there. You'll want to avoid the area for the time being. I got a call from traffic tracker Kevin down there. Said that he spotted that traffic accident. Again, that's four vehicles involved in a traffic accident. 47th Street South and Hydraulic, two injuries reported there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 42. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 67 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour and 39 degrees. 7:46 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, even though the U.S. job market has been rebounding from last year's coronavirus recession. Jobless claims climbed by 28,000 to 222,000 from the previous week's pandemic low of 194,000, the Labor Department is reporting today. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell below 293,000, a pandemic low. Since topping 900,000 in early January, the weekly applications, a proxy for layoffs, have been falling more or less steadily. As the first case of COVID Omicron variant hits the U.S. shore, stocks take a downturn.
A volatile trading session on Wall Street as an early rally faded in the final hour of trading, with stocks finishing lower after it was confirmed that the U.S. has its first case of the new COVID variant. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators were the biggest losers following the news. Investors also dumped cloud software stocks today following a mixed earnings outlook from the sector leader Salesforce. The company reported over $6.8 billion in sales for the quarter. However, the company's revenue forecast fell short of analyst expectations. The Dow winner, Home Depot, Amgen, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Boeing, and Visa. The Dow falling 462 points. The Nasdaq down 284. S&P 500 down 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Since declining to a record low in April of last year, the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions Index has remained above growth neutral for 18 of the last 19 months. The index is a leading economic indicator for the nine-state region, stretching from Minnesota to Arkansas, which includes Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma. The index, which ranges between 0 and 100, fell to a still healthy 60.2 in November from October's even stronger 65.2. Firms reported transportation bottlenecks in trucking and rail were the prime factors accounting for supply chain disruptions. Supply managers named shortages of workers as the second most important factor, producing supply disruptions. The Kansas Business Conditions Index for November fell
to 61.2 from 66.5 in October. So they've been tracking this Creighton Index for several years. And, yeah, I remember a time, though, Ted, right back in several years ago when we were in the recession, that these indexes were not very good. They'd be below 50 quite a bit of the time. But here recently, in the past couple of years, he'd been above 50, which means above growth neutral. People are looking at growth in these areas.
But Kansas wasn't. We were down last month.
Well, they were down, but I'm saying they're still way above growth neutral. Yeah. They fell from a 61.2, from 66.5 down to 61.2. But what I'm saying is they're still above, well above 50. You're right, though. A little erosion there. 7:50, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. How about some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning, Ted?
Now, the latest report examining the feasibility of a new convention center in Wichita has returned to the same result that it did 8 years ago, that Century 2 and its adjacent Bob Brown Expo Hall do not meet the needs of future convention businesses in Wichita, even in the wake of the pandemic. A new convention center, the report says, would generate an additional $45 million in annual revenue by its fourth year of operation compared to the existing building. In this case, a new convention center could mean the construction of an entirely new facility, or it could mean a redevelopment or expansion of the existing Bob Brown Expo Hall.
Wichita-based Koch Industries continues a push into renewable energy technology with a subsidiary this week acquiring a new tie to the solar power industry. Koch Engineered Solutions, also headquartered in Wichita, has purchased Depcom Power, Inc., an Arizona-based firm that specializes in the design and construction of utility-scale solar power plants. Financial terms of the acquisition not disclosed.
A Winfield-based manufacturer of custom-fit automotive floor liners has opened a new 130,000-square-foot warehouse distribution center in Park City. Husky Liners, a truck hero company, says it plans to hire 50 positions to staff the warehouse. The new Husky Liners facility is located at 7200 North Air Capital Drive in Suite B, which is an industrial area near 69th Street and Broadway, and that includes the new Amazon Fulfillment Center. And that's some local business news, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal.
Yeah, it looks to me like this Century 2 situation is going to be coming back as the pandemic gets more and more behind us. We're going to revisit this thing.
Yeah, it was front burner issue for a while, and then it became back burner the last couple of years.
So many other things came out, but I just completed it yesterday. I interviewed Wayne Bryan, who is, of course, of 34 years with the Music Theater Wichita.
Right.
And he's semi-retired now, and still going to work with them for a while as a consultant type thing. But I got into the Century 2 thing, and he just... I mean, he took about 10 minutes to tell me about the things that are wrong down there that just, you know, it's out of date.
Right.
And I know that there are people who say, oh, I don't want, you know, he's full of it. But on the other hand, I know there are two sides to this thing. My wife is really, she wants to preserve Century 2. And I, you know, I'd like to see it happen too, if there's a way to do it. But there are some things structurally. Well, that thing is, it's a challenge to put on a show down there.
Yep.
For one thing, you know, the trucks now are different lengths.
Different sizes than they were in 1969.
Than they were in 72 when they opened, or whatever, 72 when the music theater started. So they can't get around that bend going downstairs.
Right.
They can't unload downstairs like they were designed to do and come up on an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a good interview. It's on at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and, you know, it's got some interesting things. We need to think about these things.
Well, see, that's the trouble with Century 2. It's got its fantastic strengths.
Yeah.
It's also got some pretty fantastic weaknesses.
That's right.
And it's very hard to try to reconcile those two, I think, as we go year by year. Now.
That's right. Oh, well,
but like we said, they did that report 8 years ago. And they
did it again.
And they came up to the same conclusion. Says, well, it's there. It's functional, but it's out of date.
It's out of date. Okay. Today is National Special Education Day, recognizing changes in federal legislation that led to the nation's first federal special education law. Beginning in 1971, a U.S. District Court case in the District of Columbia, Mills versus Board of Education, ruled it unlawful to deny exceptional children, including those with mental and learning disabilities, publicly funded educational opportunities. Court cases like this led to the 1975 Education for All Handicapped Children Act. President Gerald Ford signed the legislation into law on November 29th, 1975. In other words, public schools have to make
some sort of special program for special ed, and it's a federal law. And it's not just the kids who have mental challenges; it's also the kids who have they're gifted mentally. They get in the program too. And it's I can tell you firsthand from my kids growing up, it's controversial. It's a very controversial program for some people. But there it is. Special Ed Day. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, 8 o'clock, top of the hour, is Tavis, Steve, and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. The Omicron variant has arrived in the U.S. We have that story and all the news coming up here at the top of the hour. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we had the Shocker men and women's basketball teams both in action last night, and we'll check in to see how they fared coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news is on the way.
Oh, yeah. We got a massive Christmas movie anniversary today.
Really?
Yeah, so that's among the many items and pieces of audio we'll have for you in the Blur Entertainment News at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.